It's a pleasure to welcome to the program Diana Sheets. How you doing, Ms. Sheets?
Good. How are you, Lars?
I'm doing well. You've written a couple of books, American Sweet and The Cusp of Dreams, and you've kind of posed the question of whether the American family has disappeared.
Has it disappeared? And
yeah.
Also, I think what I'm trying to look at is the culture war in America and how this could be represented through one American family.
See, because, and I don't know where you're coming from, and I regret the loss of the traditional American family, and I regret the fact that the mainstream media seems to have gone to war with anything that sounds traditional and celebrate families that are bizarre.
Yep, and in American Sweet, it's truly a bizarre family. It's a mother who's in her early 70s, and she's Christian, but she thinks she's Jewish and swears in Yiddish. And then there's a daughter who's left New York in the aftermath of 9/11, and she's gone to the flatland. So it's a New Yorker skewed view of what the Midwest looks like. And then there's a daughter with three children, but her children all end up embracing different religious identities. So I'm trying to get at the culture war going on and how America really is having a tough time communicating with one another.
Do you think that the country is primarily a center-right country, that most people have relatively traditional, slightly conservative, small-c conservative values?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Then why is it that so much of the media appeals to the freak show?
Well, I think the media's in these urban centers, and it's more concentrated on the East Coast and the West Coast. And I really think they've really forgotten what's driving American interests and what's driving the family and what would make for a healthy, dynamic, committed family or American society.
So what do we do to get it back? Is there a way to get it back through media by maybe showing Americans that there is a way to go back to that? Or do they have to continue to put up with the freak show and just assume that American society isn't going to honor their approach to life much at all?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know. I think that's really up for grabs. I think it will be very, very fascinating in this next election to see which direction America chooses. I also write literary criticism and political commentary on my website, Literary Gulag, and it's really analyzed why the feminization of American culture has killed our initiative. I don't really know. I would like to think that we could get centered again and really focus on what's important and bring back an individual initiative, but it's going to mean really substantial changes from what we've been doing the last 25 years.
No, and in fact, and I don't even know where it's coming from, whether it's coming from the culture or the government. I get the feeling that a lot of it comes from America's universities. And kids who go off to the university are taught a sort of a liberal line of thinking, and then they may become slightly more conservative, but when they have kids, they pass on less conservatism than their parents did. And it kind of bleeds through into a lot of things we do.
I really agree with you. I've been in academia for a long time. I have a research scholar appointment at the University of Illinois, and I used to consider myself pretty left. And what I saw happening in the universities in the last 15 years was really, to me, it's not an education at all. It's all identity politics, and it's not about learning, and it's not about excellence, and it's not about how you build an achieving society. So I absolutely agree with you.
I'm talking to Diana Sheets, who's author of American Sweet. You know, maybe this is an odd comparison, but tonight part of what we've talked about is a story that just grabbed me by the throat today, and it's in both ways, it's huge and it's tiny. It involves a few children who were working picking strawberries in a field. And the mainstream media kind of skewed the story a fair amount. The kids were working alongside mom and dad, but they left that fact out. Moms and dads were mostly illegal aliens, but they left that fact out. And along comes the government and says, these children are too young to be working picking strawberries. Now, remember, they're not running chainsaws or driving bulldozers, they're picking strawberries. It's something I did when I was a little kid to make money. And I was hired to do it and did it. I had to take an hour and a half bus ride from home at 4:30 in the morning with a bunch of other kids my age and be gone all day long and come home about 4:30 in the afternoon. But I made some pretty good money at age 11 and 12. So here comes the government. No, these kids can't have any contact with this kind of physical work at this age. And I thought, why are we trying to protect kids from at least, you know, having a glancing blow with physical work so that we can then turn them over to a school system that says everybody goes to college, everybody ends up with a job that has a keyboard and only involves thinking and never actually doing anything with your hands as though that's, you know, that's beneath you, even though we know that 75%, 70-75% of the population is going to end up working at a job that involves doing something with your hands.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. And I think obviously you want to make sure there isn't extreme labor law violation. But if you're just talking about children going out and working in the summer and getting some money and really making their way, and what is wrong with that? I really agree with you.
No, but and then to top it all off, the government fines the farmers $73,000, doesn't touch the parents who actually allowed and encouraged the kids to do it, and then tells the farmers you're not allowed to ship these berries because they were picked illegally. They are considered hot property.
Wow.
They were picked with child labor. You must allow them to just sit here and rot.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And so it goes. We'll push kids further and further away from traditional views. Ms. Sheets, what have you got next coming up in terms of things you're going to write?
Well, my first novel, A Cusp of Dreams, was about the downsizing of America, and it's looking at how people behave when there's no economic future. So that's a very dark story, but it's comedy to keep you reading. And this novel, American Sweet, it's comedy, but it's really talking about the culture war going on in America as expressed through a family. And I have a number of essays on politics. So I was looking at the political narrative in 2008 during the 2008 presidential election, and I became one of the top experts on what is driving the conservative and liberal differing agendas. So that's been a lot of my focus. I hope to be to complete a post-apocalyptic sci-fi in the next year or so, but that's pretty much what I'm working on.
That's not one you're looking forward to?
Well, I am looking forward to that. I don't know how we're going to survive as a civilization. And so these are the things. I'm trained as a historian, and I'm trying to figure out how we're going to make it for the future. So my fiction is really informed by history and by examining what our present situation is and what it's going to be in the future. And if any of your listeners are interested, I encourage them to go to my website, Literary Gulag. My fiction is available at both Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and hopefully soon at in the iBook store.
By the way, speaking of economic problems, let me be the first to tell you that just a moment ago we found out, we've been watching this all afternoon, Standard & Poor's has now downgraded America from AAA to AA+. So we're going to be looking at some higher interest rates in the very near future.
Well, and I really hope that we can begin to regress these sorts of things. I don't want us to be facing the problem that Europe is having. I really want us to tackle this head on and find some solutions.
We got to pay our bills. Ms. Sheets, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Lars.